The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good Monday morning to you. 1 minute after the hour of 7 Central Time here where we are. And just want to let you know that there's quite a bit of news happened over the weekend, but nothing to freak out about yet. Nothing but the typical political tit for tat. And we'll get to that in just a minute. All of this, of course, is brought to you by the Power Mall, which is going to open up in 59 minutes from now. For those of you who want to call in and talk to Jay. Yep. And that's 877-817-9829. Is that phone number? I'll give it to you again. You get to hear it. You know, we play these necessary, important commercials at the breaks to enlighten you onto what we have available that might help out your health, because that's most important. I have 20% off my books at the Power Mall this week. That sale continues. And, of course, we have 10% off OptiVita products and free shipping on orders over $200. So if you order more than $200, you get free shipping this week. Gotta love that, huh? You know that shipping can add up, but no, we're going to bite the bullet this week if you order more than $200, and we're going to ship it for free. And if you're interested in hearing the Power Hour radio broadcast on your local station, and that includes low-power FMs, we encourage you to reach out to them and let them know, because, see, low-power FMs especially are just begging for content. Not all of them, you know, have... because most of these LPFMs are volunteer radio stations. And so here's a great way to get the Power Hour to your local community. And, of course, the program director is the one that you should be talking to if it's a major radio station, not just low power, but if you know an AM/FM that has news talk and has some blank spaces that could use a little shoring up, call the program director of that radio station and let them know. Tell them to dial in. Tell them to listen to it. That gets the word out. What it's all about. We are also on social media, as in Substack, Facebook, Truth Social, and more. And I'm on Substack. I'll be posting some more stuff today, as a matter of fact, following the show. And let's see what else we got. Oh, newsletter tabs. Can't forget that. We have them on both our sites, thepowermall.com and thepowerhour.com, right? And you click that newsletter tab and you sign up, and that way you get them in your email. Now, if you don't have email, you don't have internet, well, okay. All you have to do is just listen. Of course, you know what the phone number is by then or by now if you haven't gotten our phone number. We have a forum as well when you click on the community tab on thepowerhour.com where you can share your thoughts and ideas with others. We welcome all prayer requests, and we delight in lifting you and your request up to God in prayer. And if you want to submit a prayer request, you can go to thepowerhour.com, click on the community tab, and there it is. Your loved one may need help, any number of things. People we know that got the jab are getting COVID again. Amazing how that is. By the way, last week we prayed for Homer for his bladder cancer. Looks like they got it all. He'll know more this week. But he's recuperating nicely, thanks to your prayers. Anybody want to make a contribution to the Power Hour can do so in three different ways. You can go to thepowerhour.com and click on the Support Us tab and donate that way. You can snail mail us a check or money order to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. Or you can call Jay when the Power Mall opens at 877-817-9829 and talk to her directly and make a donation that way. Joseph Meyer. Oh, by the way, you also, when you go to the Power Mall, you can make a purchase too, because that helps us stay on the air as well. You can make a donation, you can do both. So Joseph Meyer is going to be joining us at 8 o'clock in that hour. We're going to be talking about the auto workers strike, what it means to car prices, real estate, the stock market. We're going to cover a bunch of different things and get Joseph Meyer's take on it. He's an economist that has the Straight Money Analysis newsletter. So that's happening. All right, now it's 5 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m., and here we are with today's top five news stories. Do you remember Brian Artis, Dr. Brian Artis? He's been on the show before a couple of times. Met him in person. Great guy. Multiple times, as a matter of fact. He was at Clay Clark's Reawaken America tour in the Halt Hospital Homicide Convention. He was a speaker there. He called this drug Run Death Is Near. That's the name he gave Remdesivir. You also know it as Veklury. And a dose of that is $3,100, paid for courtesy of your tax dollars and being given to people who are being administered with hospital protocols. And the company that manufactures Remdesivir, Gilead Sciences, is connected to Fauci. Huh. And they made sure that it got distributed to hospitals all over the country, where after being given this drug, sometimes multiple times, kidneys were shutting down, lungs were filling up with fluid, people were dying. Yeah, those who are lucky to have survived are having kidney problems, as well as other issues. And so finally, as we were informed moving into Friday last week, a class action lawsuit has been filed against Gilead Sciences by multiple litigants. That's what makes it a class action. You have four more people doing that. And the reason for the lawsuit, they're suing because they're claiming Gilead deceptively promoted the drug Remdesivir without disclosing its possible side effects, which includes death. Our second big story of the day, the government, of course, has to save itself at taxpayer expense, of course. So the House has sent the short-term funding measure to the Senate in a bid to avoid the government shutdown just hours before the deadline. And of course, it cleared the Senate. And surprisingly, much to the chagrin of Uncle Joe's moving kind of slow at the junction, there was no money for Ukraine. That's right. Yeah, when he went there, the cupboard was bare. Yeah, no money for Ukraine because priorities have to come first. Don't worry, now the government saved itself. They got 45 more days just before Thanksgiving, and you get ready to brine your turkey to come up with a spending measure that includes billions for Ukraine. And don't worry, they'll figure out a way to sneak it in there. And of course, during the debates and whatnot, Representative Jamal Bowman from New York, and I put on the links for those of you getting the news link, smile, you're on candid camera. Remember that with Alan Funt? He would sneak up on you, do all sorts of crazy reaction. Well, Jamal Bowman actually was caught on camera. Now, he's claiming, and what we're seeing on camera, if you watch it, Bowman ripped down two signs warning a second floor door in the Cannon House office building was for emergency use only before pulling the fire alarm and running out through a different door on a different floor. Multiple sources familiar with the investigation into Bowman pulling the fire alarm in the house, which triggered a full-scale law enforcement and emergency services response leading to the evacuation of the building, told Breitbart News exclusively that Bowman ripped two signs down, threw him on the floor, and then pulled a fire alarm. And they got him on camera. And he's sitting there saying, well, I had to get to the vote. I wasn't intentional. Really? Jamal, you ripped down two signs. Yeah. And now everybody wants him to be arrested and prosecuted. Amazing. Just little things. You know, AOC, of course, is, give me a break, coming to his defense. What do you expect? Yeah. And of course, The IRS is now sending out alerts for those of you who have not filed your 2022 returns yet because you filed for extensions. So you have until the 15th to get them filed for last year, or else. Or else what? Yeah, you have 2 weeks to pay up. Or else what? What are they going to do? Send 87,000 armed IRS agents to your door? As Andy Looney would say, I don't think so. And of course, whatever. Don't believe the satiristic story about Chuckie Schumer getting the Senate rules changed so Dianne Feinstein can still serve in the Senate even after death. The entire story was a hoax, according to sources familiar with the narrative. And of course, former President Jimmy Carter celebrated his 99th birthday yesterday, believe it or not. Just so you know. Moving into world news, Russia is set to hold nationwide drills next month in preparation for the danger of armed conflicts involving nuclear powers. That's the quote. Russian authorities are holding these drills across the country tomorrow because of the growing danger of armed conflicts with nuclear-capable powers near Russia's borders. So they're anticipating having to shelter people away while they launch missiles. Yep. So, got to wonder, this will be the first time Moscow has held such drills, which will imagine that Russia is at least under martial law and that up to 70% of the country's housing facilities have been destroyed. According to news outlets, the exercises will also suppose that general mobilization is ended and there's a possibility of radioactive contamination. Boy, they're really going full tilt boogie on this one. They must be anticipating some pretty crazy things. And this is beside the fact that some of its defense ministers are saying that we should just nuke the UK into oblivion, the troublemakers. That would solve the world's problems. Yeah, I don't know if you read that over the weekend. In woke wars, Britain's Royal Navy is telling its sailors to start introducing themselves with gender pronouns. Oh, they want everybody to be more inclusive and feel good about themselves. Oh, say, sailor, new in town. Yeah, trans and non-binary awareness guide. That's right. Telegraph newspaper got a hold of it, reportedly published it on the Royal Navy's internal intranet. And told the staff, introducing yourself with your pronouns at the start of meetings and interactions is a good way to be inclusive. They, them, okay, whatever. Hi there, him, her. He, she, in Hawaiian, they call it mahu, either which way. Oh, yeah, they used to, as a matter of fact, because of the fact that these foreign ladyboys who were working in downtown Honolulu doing a little prostitution, they would dress up. Of course, they look great. And the sailors from the Navy base there would pick them up and go back to the hotel and surprise, surprise, surprise. Oh, Gomer, can you believe that? That's not what you thought was under the dress, was it? And they would get beat up. So what the Honolulu did was put out an ordinance there where all of the mahu had to wear pink armbands, bracelet, wristlets, you know, so they could identify, oh, that's a guy that looks pretty good as a girl. Oh my goodness, what has the Navy come to now, huh? Yeah, no, whatever. Speaking of military, Zelensky, by the way, always got to be in the news constantly. Ukraine hosted an international defense industry conference as part of a government effort to ramp up weapons production within the country to repel Russia's full-scale invasion and reduce foreign dependence on arms deliveries. Oh, he's still got his hand out. Rescuers, of course, continue to search for bodies at a Spanish nightclub, La Fonda, and other adjoining clubs in Murcia. 13 bodies have been found so far. There were several groups celebrating in the nightclubs when the blaze broke out. Those on the lower floor of the clubs managed to escape, but the ones on the second floor weren't so lucky. A structural failure during a Sunday service yesterday trapped dozens in Santa Cruz Church in the Gulf Coast city of Ciudad Madero, killing at least 10 and injuring 60. Structural failure. Well, there's somebody you can pray for if you need to pray for somebody today is those victims. May their souls rest in peace. 15 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m., moving into U.S. news and politics. Here's some earth-shattering news we just got in. This just in. Bail bondsman Scott Hall. Remember, he was one of Trump's co-conspirators in a big RICO action? Well, he's the first of the Fulton County defendants charged alongside Trump that's going to take a plea deal. He's going to get 5 years probation, and he's going to be testifying for the prosecution in further proceedings. Yeah. So now we have 18 defendants left, and Scott Hall, with whatever little he knows as a bail bondsman. Yeah. Five misdemeanor counts of conspiracy to commit intentional interference with performance of election duties. Plus, you know, besides the 5 years probation, he was given a $5,000 fine and 200 hours of community service. Hope you're happy, Mr. Hall. I guess you didn't raise your hand and take an oath to uphold, protect, and defend the Constitution. And despite the fact that Dianne Feinstein is still dead, the Federal Election Commission filings indicate that Governor Gavin Newsom's replacement in the Senate hasn't been a resident of California for over 2 years. Oops. In fact, she was registered to vote in Maryland as recently as 31 days ago. This is, of course, LaFonza Butler. She's a black woman, of course, a name like LaFonza. You just know it's got to be good, right? Oh, well, that was Smuckers. I'm sorry. I ripped off that line. I think Suckers is more like it. And of course, this is what LaFonza Butler has been told to do, because she was like president of Emily's List, according to Politico. She is going to babysit the Senate seat, doing what you're told, until someone else has been elected in the next cycle. Well, gee, that would be 2024. So she's going to sit there and take orders and toe the line for the Democratic Party. But there's a problem with the fact she hasn't been a resident of California and is a Maryland voter. Huh. Well, how does that work? Welcome to American politics. And of course, Matt Gaetz is announcing that he is going to offer a motion to vacate the speakership of Kevin McCarthy. And of course, Jake Tapper, when Gaetz was on CNN State of the Union, this Florida congressman, the House gavels back in tomorrow at noon. Are you going to make a motion to vacate? And Gaetz says Speaker McCarthy made an agreement with House conservatives in January. Since then, he has been brazen, repeated material breach of that agreement. This agreement he made with the Democrats to really blow past a lot of spending guardrails we had set up is the last straw. And overnight, I learned Kevin had a secret deal with the Democrats on Ukraine. He was baiting Republicans to vote for continuing resolution without Ukraine money, saying that we were going to jam it in the new Senate through the Senate on Ukraine. He turns around and makes a secret deal. And now, because of the fact that the guy is outspoken, talk all around the House GOP as they're looking to oust Matt Gaetz. They think he's a troublemaker. Nobody likes him. I mean, those are the comments that are being tossed about in the GOP membership on the House of Representatives. So the tit for tat continues. RFK Jr. will formally announce on October 9th in Pennsylvania. Liberty bail. This, of course, is not going to go well for Biden. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is going to exit the Democratic Party and run as an independent. I remind you what Dr. Naomi Wolf said. Would it be interesting or not if Trump selected RFK Jr. as a running mate? Wouldn't that blow the doors off? Because, see, Trump doesn't want any of the bozos that were on stage. And, of course, Ron DeSantis says, I don't want to be his vice president. I want to be president. I love this, man. The kid with the all-day sucker. Oh, take it away. And of course, as the details come out, things in Fulton County, Georgia could only get worse in the event the jury is stacked in Fannie Willis's favor. Sidney Powell paid for Georgia election machine examination upon threat, her lawyer says. She's been charged, and she's a former federal prosecutor. Now, understand that. She's been charged with breaching election machines in Georgia. It had nothing to do with the breach, save for paying for it after the fact, and only because the forensic firm that did it threatened to dump the data online. And so, you know, she tried to stop it because they were going to literally release all of this information to the public. Might have done more harm than good. We don't know. Haven't gotten to the truth of the matter yet. And of course, as a result of the second GOP presidential debate, where they were all mass debating together, 63% of potential Republican primary voters support Donald Trump for the GOP's 2024 presidential nomination, up from 58%, according to the latest polls. 63% now. Huh. You see, they watch these seven jokers on stage, especially Christie, who looks like he's gorged himself with too many donuts. And, you know, I've got comments for all of them, but, you know, half of these people, you know, DeSantis should not have even run in the first place. DeSantis should have just stayed governor of Florida. He's doing a hell of a job down there. He should just leave well enough alone. You're just going to blow through money trying to do this, either that or you're trying to secure more money for yourself because you're going to get reimbursed. You're going to get money out of the election cycle. And of course, as part of the three budget packages that in the House, the Chamber advanced State Department, Homeland Security, and Pentagon budgets in late night votes as the federal shutdown was approaching, but they rejected the Farm Bill. Huh, makes you wonder. I guess they were attaching too many amendments to it. And a defense spending bill passed the House going into the weekend with an amendment from Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene from Georgia. And this calls for reducing Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's salary to $1. And she said even a buck is too much money. The bill passed the chamber along party lines with a 218 to 210 vote. It's just, oh, this is not going anywhere. Yeah. She, of course, wrote on X, which is formerly known as Twitter. Can we have to keep saying this? Yeah. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin has been a failure for our military and for America. Last night, the DOT appropriations bill passed the House with my Holman rule amendment to reduce his salary to $1, but even that's too much. Okay. For those of you who don't know what the Holman rule is, that's H-O-L-M-A-N. It allows amendments to appropriations legislation that would reduce the salary of or fire specific federal employees or cut a specific program, according to the House Rules Committee. Well, that makes you wonder why she just didn't recommend firing the guy rather than just cutting his salary. Disrupt the cabinet. U.S. court has upheld a Tennessee ban on transgender procedures for kids. The court noted the law doesn't permit parents to seek banned medical treatments. It doesn't. If the parents want to change their kid's sex, God wonders why. That's on them. An appeals court upheld Tennessee's ban on transgender procedures for kids, ruling the law does not violate the 14th Amendment, as claimed in a lawsuit challenging the ban. So there you have it. And of course, the petitioner's challenge was rejected by a 2-1 ruling of the 3-judge panel. And I'm going to save the economy and business section, which we would normally move into next, but because of the fact that, there's one story I got to cover. We have a picture in this email blast. For those of you who don't have internet, I'm sorry, you're going to miss this. Have you given thought to ultra-right beer? Well, there is a limited edition beer called Conservative Dad's Revenge, and it's got Trump's mugshot on it. Seriously. Ultra-right beer is a 100% woke-free beverage brand launched after the debacle with Bud Light and Dylan Mulvaney. And it claims that when it put Trump's picture, his mugshot, on the can, it raked in $500,000 in the 12 hours following the release of the beer can, with a mugshot on it. They literally, I mean, we're talking sales skyrocketing as soon as it hit the streets. And that's why I put the old Hams thing on there. A beer is a beer is a beer is a beer until you've tasted Trump in a can. Yeah. Five tractor trailer loads worth of skyrocketed sales. Five tractor trailer loads of beer. Yep. So we're not going to sing 99 bottles of beer on the wall. So don't worry about that. This is in a can. Conservative Dad's Revenge. Wow. It's a black and white version of Trump's viral booking photo and ultra right signature golden lager on the inside. So there you have it. The beer is being sold in packs of six. That would be a six pack for $25. Expensive beer, but the can, 100% American beer, is going to become the most collectible beer can in American history. Wow. Yep, just put a mugshot on there of former president. You sell beer. And they didn't even go, hurry, hurry, hurry. They didn't have to do that. You know, those carnival barkers? They didn't even have to do that. All right. So, and Bank of America analysts, by the way, have upgraded Anheuser-Busch from neutral to sell, but cautioned about the Bud Light parent's U.S. volume outlook. Yeah, it's not pretty. I don't see anybody walking out and, you know, buying beer for queers. I mean, that's how they're looking at this, folks. Bubba, don't drink Bud Light anymore. Oh, sorry. Not happening. Anybody that remembers that Dylan Mulvaney photo on that beer can, I mean to tell you, but Bank of America analysts upgrading from neutral to sell, that means people are going to be dumping Bud Light stock. Costco, by the way, if you have a membership there, guess what? Membership fee since June of 2017 has been that way all along. Basically $120 a year. It's going to go up. Yep. You'll see it happen at some point. We can't really tell you if it's in our plans or not, according to Richard Galanti, the CFO for Costco. But yeah, it's going to go up. All righty then. So doctors are warning of the hidden harms of bioengineered foods. You knew at some point in time we were going to talk about this. And they're disturbed by the current trajectory of manipulating food sources. The USDA defines bioengineered food as a consumable product that contains detectable genetic material that has been modified through certain lab techniques that cannot be created through conventional breeding or found in nature. Huh. So the USDA on January 1st of last year implemented a new disclosure standard for bioengineered foods. Manufacturers have to label them with the terms bioengineered or derived from bioengineering so consumers will know what they're buying. Wow. We'll have some more news for you. Maybe take a phone call or two after the break. 844-769-2944. You can get in the queue now or wait your turn later. These important messages are coming at you from the Power Hour and the Power Mall. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I'm here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is an independent radio show. We are funded by people who appreciate our work, not by ads or algorithms. Your support is key to the continuation of this broadcast. To show your support so that we can continue to bring you unbiased information that is now more vital than ever, please visit thepowerhour.com and click Support Us. You can also place a donation by phone by calling 877-817-9829. We thank you for any amount of support that you're able to give.
seven a.m. I'm really ahead of myself this morning. 7:33 Central right now. 8:33 if you're in Eastern Time listening to us. Dave Krieger with you here on the Power Hour. For those of you just joining us, welcome aboard. Good morning to you. Having your cup of coffee? I've already had my two. The Ultimate Guide to Kicking Sugar, Part 6, which we have on our email blast. Ask the question. See if you can answer this. Is maple syrup a healthy sugar? Well, do you have an answer? It's undeniably sweet and tasty.
Ew, very tasty.
Yep.
Rocket J. Squirrel and Bullwinkle Moose.
Yep. If you're like Ross from Friends, often finding yourself indulging in a box of maple candies to the point of intoxication, if not, don't start. This is a bad idea. When consumed in moderation, maple syrup is indeed healthier than standard refined sugar. Some even consider it as a superfood. And I really don't much care what certain professors or chairs of the Department of Biomedical and Pharmaceutical Sciences at the University of Rhode Island College of Pharmacy have to say in their interview with the Epoch Times. about being stranded on a desert island, could only bring one food. Yeah, maple syrup. Really? What, give me sugar? Give me, you know, okay. Just a little thing, a little ditty there for you. The healing powers of fresh horseradish. Yeah, a lot of us like that horsey sauce, you know. It's been used medicinally for centuries to reduce inflammation, clear congestion, boost the immune system, and more. It's been used medicinally for centuries to reduce inflammation, clear congestion. Yep, do all that good stuff. Horseradish is to spice what apples are to pies. An estimated 85% of the world's horseradish is grown here, believe it or not. Americans consume 6 million gallons of horseradish annually. A study has found that a German herbal drug comparable to antibiotics and safe as a remedy for sinusitis, bronchitis, and urinary tract infections at home. It's called Angocin. It's an herbal medicine produced and sold in Germany, and it's got monk's cress powder, also known as garden nasturtium, and horseradish root powder. Medicinal has been sold and studied overseas for nearly 2 decades. And, of course, they are loaded with vitamin C and minerals, potassium, phosphorus, calcium, magnesium, zinc, copper, and iron. So, wow, interesting. Little news note there for health. And, of course, the traditional Chinese medicine treatment of systemic factors causing varicose veins and spider veins. We have an article on that. And it can also strengthen your digestive system, believe it or not. Some consider of the structural and functional similarities between the digestive tract and blood vessels. And this is why we have what I have in my hot little hand right here. I'm holding up to the camera. Strauss Heart Drops. Took mine this morning. Can be helpful for the circulatory system. Been used in many varicose veins. And now the FDA has approved an antipsychotic drug called Rexulti. Yep. Rexpiprazole. The first antipsychotic approved to treat agitation in Alzheimer's patients, despite alarmingly high death rates and poor results in clinical trials, yet they put it out there anyway. What about the efficacy, safety, and regulatory diligence? And I mean, can people with Alzheimer's give informed consent? Think about that. Can they give informed consent? Huh. Where's the contract? You know, see, here's the thing. They make you sign something saying that you've given them informed consent. You've been given informed consent. They've told you everything about the drug. How do Alzheimer's patients understand that? Well, we're going to give you this antipsychotic drug. What's your response going to be? Oh, I'm just going to sit here in my chair. Just give me an IV Thorazine drip. So I can sit here and drool on myself all day. Yeah. And sit there and sing Pink Floyd. Yeah. Is there anybody out there? Yeah. There is somebody out there. George in Canada. Good morning, sir. What say you?
Oh, there's a big development in the war news. And it's going through the British press. And it's not pronouns. The Royal Navy wants Turkey to open up the Dardanelles Strait so they can go in the Black Sea and pretty much directly engage the Russian Navy. They're hoping if they put enough pressure on them that Russia's going to surrender. So they don't know very much about Russia. I use the analogy of Mr. Putin being Clint Eastwood with go ahead, make my day. And this is the 44-kilo-ton Smith & Wesson. It's not the biggest anymore, but it'll knock you into the ocean and create a parking lot. And they don't seem to understand that. But when you look at these woke people, I know I found a picture of a member of parliament from Toronto that was just like eerie, scary to even think for a moment that this person's making decisions about war and anything else. And the Brits are also wanting to put troops in Western Ukraine. They're going to put Typhoon fighters in Poland. So they're pretty much declaring war more openly against Russia. This isn't going to fly, I don't think. And as a little addendum, Google, it was always keen to use their doodles as like a hidden message for people to try to know what's going to happen. Many of them were very deeply religious and very copious of the Book of Revelation as I decoded them in the past. This one's very open. It's on the Appalachian Trail, and it's a very extensive 12-image doodle. And I think what they're telling you is it's getting to be time to bug out. And they want their faithful to know not to stand in the way. But pray hard. These people are trying to take us to something that we don't need, want, or desire. They're absolutely and completely, totally mad. And unfortunately, they run most of the Western world. So hopefully we pull out of this. It's, you know, strategically for Russia to put their people underground. That's the day to launch. And or the next day while they're under there. Because most people are going to get a message from the American government, are going to be told it was a drill, and they're not going to take any precautions or do anything. So you maximize all the damage you can make on the United States. But it's a terrible world.
It is. I reported on that this morning about the Russian drills. I think I got that from a feed that you sent over, that they were going to do this. And I appreciate those feeds, by the way. This makes all the sense why that Russian defense minister was saying we just need to nuke UK off the map and stop this nonsense, because that's apparently what they are. They know that Britain is ramping up. So you don't just do stuff without the other side knowing about it. I mean, everybody is spy versus spy. It's totally Mad Magazine, Mad meaning mutual assured destruction. Because if they start launching nukes and they attack Britain, well, of course, you know, NATO's going to get involved, and then we're in a full confrontation here. Out of curiosity, October 4th is 2 days away. What do you make of all the chatter out there about what might happen during the EBS test? Any inside backstory somewhere?
Well, it's not so much inside. It's just generally, you're not going to tell your enemy when you're going to attack them because they take precautions. If they were going to do something like that, I would think if it was like 100% negative, they just do it off the cuff, pick a time and a date when you least expect it, and then do it. But to advertise it where you can take precautions and do things about it seems to be out of line with reality. But, you know, we'll find out. I think it'll just be a cream puff and just blow over. But will Russia blow over? That might be, you know, maybe the day they pick to have a test is the day it's the real thing.
Maybe. Who knows?
So that's why we need our faith in God. And just remember, you know, we will survive these types of trials with what's most important, our souls. And the enemy, I don't even think they have any to begin with. So have no fear about that. You know, I know Max Egan was always big as, you know, just take it as it comes and look infinity in the face without flinching. And I always liked that saying of his, because that's my philosophy. Sit on my deck with my dog, look at God's creation, thank him for it, and thank him for all the blessings I've had, and pray that we get through this and we get some type of reason at higher levels. But if not, I'll face infinity without flinching and be glad I had the privilege to be here.
Well, I appreciate that, George. Thank you so much for enlightening us on that news. wow. Conspiracy-cafe.com is the website. George, thank you so much. George Freund, he's been a host of this show before. So on occasion, George calls up and enlightens us with stuff like this, which is important to recognize. Yes, I know. If you're going to meet your maker, well, let's see. What's going to happen today? Well, there's a chance you might get vaporized. Weather's going to be hazy with a little radioactive fallout in the forecast as the jet stream moves over your area. And you see, this is our government's, for some strange reason in the United States of America, has this thing that they're not going to be affected by this. Well, I guarantee you that Russia understands where the political center of America and the financial center of America are, and that's New York and D.C., and those will be the first two targets I predict that they will hit if it goes to this or comes to this, whichever the case may be. And speaking of political centers, Google is in the middle of suspect behavior because people who are searching for candidates in the presidential race to do backgrounding on them to see which one they want to vote for, not a single Republican candidate appeared on the first page of Google's results when searching for presidential campaign websites. Google search results on 2024 presidential candidates overlook Republicans and promote Democrats. according to analysis by media watchdog MRC Free Speech America. So DuckDuckGo, try searching on that one. Yeah. So, wow. MRC, by the way, this Free Speech America, search for Republican presidential campaign websites. The websites of two candidates appeared on the first page. Author Marianne Williamson, who isn't a Republican and is running for 2024 as a Democrat, and former Rep. Will Hurd of Texas, who's polling at 0%. Wow. Surveillance state back in the news today, sounding the alarm over mass surveillance systems. The Rutherford Institute has put forward information here about its opposing police use of license plate readers. Oh, you know what that is, right? The Rutherford Institute responded to reports the Charlottesville Police Department in Virginia hopes to adopt the FLOC license plate recognition system to prevent, deter, and solve crime. So much for privacy, huh? The Institute is urging city council there in Charlottesville to oppose the adoption of any license plate readers in recognition of the potential dangers posed by governmental overreach, data leaks, invasion of privacy. How about misidentification of a person and falsely arresting someone? I mean, is it going to take seriously? You go out and you say, well, we think it's this guy. Next thing you know, you're busting some innocent soul. And after you've got him cuffed and you're working him over in a jail cell, he turns around when he gets out and sues you for false arrest, false incarceration, tort actions under the State Tort Claims Act. How's that going to work? Do we have to wait until that happens for everybody to find out? Yeah, I got a problem with it. Geofencing. Ever heard about that? The government used cell phone data to try to drive Calvary Chapel out of business. Believe it or not, we have a story on that. The case is about technocratic overreach, collusion with government officials, and religious persecution. The church discovered it was a victim of geofencing. Calvary Chapel of San Jose has been locked in a battle with Santa Clara County since the Great Panic of 2020, after heavy fines were leveled against them for refusing not to stop regular church services. They took their case to the California Supreme Court and won. Now they're finding out they're using cell phone data to geofence these people and find out where they were at any given moment of the day. Under energy and environment, believe it or not, Biden coming for your gas furnaces. That's right. They have released energy efficient standards for residential gas furnaces this past Friday, and they come with a high cost for many households. I knew you were ready for that. The DOE expects the rules to slash household utility bills from gas furnace use by $1.5 billion annually and reduce pollution. So they're going to be required to provide an annual fuel utilization efficiency of 95%, which means a furnace has to convert 95% of its fuel into heat. The current market standard for annual fuel utilization efficiency is 80%, updated last in 2007. Imagine that. I wonder about your heating bill. How about microplastic clouds? How about that? Geoengineering Watch and Dane Wigington has put out another alert, the latest installment of Global Alert News, geoengineeringwatch.org. Clouds now contain plastic, risking contamination of everything we eat and drink. Airborne plastic particles found in cloud water. That's right. According to the Independent UK, Geoengineering Watch has been sounding the alarm about polymer fiber nanoparticles in our precip for years. So what took the so-called science community so long to catch up? New York's manipulated heavy dose of rain was the core component of the temporary East Coast cool down, which is scheduled to be followed by a warm-up and then another cool down. West Coast has also been the recipient of manipulated moisture cooldowns, though temperatures are scheduled to rapidly rebound The Gulf Stream current is slowing down and seaborne flesh-eating bacteria are ramping up while the human race faces an unprecedented global toxic emergency. Microplastic clouds. Above it all and completely connected to it all are the ongoing and accelerating climate engineering operations. Where do we go from here? Well, the only way you're going to be able to find that out is if you can access geoengineeringwatch.org and click on that video presentation. Under farming, gardening, homesteading, that section, believe it or not, we have a story on how biodynamic farming works. And we're actually providing you, because we're all about solutions here, a biodynamic farming guide. This is a way for land cultivators to develop a symbiotic relationship with their soil. Biodynamic practices take life force and natural elements of the land into consideration when cultivating crops, establishing a more biologically harmonious environment and more efficient farm management. And so why aren't we all doing that? We all need to be. Hello, Victory Gardens. And as far as fall gardens, something that you can plant that's very nutritious. As a matter of fact, you will find it right here in this bottle of Strauss Hard Drops. That's garlic. So if you want to plant garlic and you're wondering how to grow it, you're in the right place because we have an article about it. It's an excellent way to cultivate your own delicious varieties. It's best planted in the fall. Try to plant it by Halloween if you're going to do this, not because it's part of your vampire protection plan. Wow.
I want to taste your garlic.
I can just imagine that going down. Yep. Well, we've saved our planted softneck purple-tinged garlic for several years now, according to the article, and we're loath to lose this well-adapted landrace. This variety that's been performing exceptionally well, producing steady, reliable harvests of nice-sized, pungent bulbs. Garlic does have that odor, doesn't it? You like cooking with garlic? I know my wife does. And, of course, growing your own, I mean, just imagine having your own fresh, homegrown, non-bioengineered food. See, that's why we interviewed Clayton Llewellyn from Heaven's Harvest, for those of you that want to stock up on supplies. But the author of this article on garlic said, I wouldn't know what to do if I had to start buying garlic at the store. Homestead gardener's nightmare. Oh, not the store. Look at the size of that elephant garlic, would you, dear? Yeah, can you imagine that? A federal judge, U.S. District Court, leave it to them, has upheld the ATF's ban on bump stocks, devices that boost firing speed. U.S. District Judge Jill N. Parrish ruled on the 29th of last month the prohibition on bump stocks imposed administratively by the BATF several years ago was appropriate. The court concludes that the regulation is an appropriate exercise of the agency's discretion to fill gaps implicitly left by Congress, and so it declines to declare the rule unlawful or enjoin its enforcement, wrote Ms. Parrish, an appointee of former President Barack Obama. You know Barry Satoro? Yeah, that guy. Bump stock ban. You know, implicitly left by Congress is what she said. Gee, I thought the Constitution said the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. I guess these Obama-appointed judges really don't give a rat's patootie, do they? No. In COVID news, oh yes, there is some, tissue samples from people who died within 30 days of a shot tested positive for messenger RNA. It was detected in patients who died within a month, according to the new study. They analyzed tissue samples from the autopsies of 25 people, including 20 of them who were vaccinated. You see, they bothered to go and have an autopsy and blood work and everything done. Samples from the hearts of three patients, all of whom died within 30 days of the Pfizer shot, tested positive for messenger RNA. Just so you know, it was a study. And yes, these people are still dead too, just like Dianne Feinstein. Kirsten Johnson has supported mask and vaccine mandates in the past, but says she doesn't any longer. The top Wisconsin health official says mistakes were made in dealing with COVID-19. Well, now they're admitting it? This is what she told a state Senate hearing. Part of this was it was a novel virus. We didn't know what we didn't know. We were making the best decision we could out of a host of bad decisions, she added. Would I make some of those same decisions today? Absolutely not. But you made them then. Huh. What are you trying to do, Kirsten? Are you trying to save face? Is that what's going on here? Wonder how much of America is still playing that game somewhere. Well, we're moving to the top of the hour break. These important messages you need to listen to because a lot of them are new. See if you can pick ones, which ones out that are new. In the meantime, getting Joseph Meyer in the queue to talk about the economy. Got some news of late. We'll be sharing with him after the break. Stay with us here on the Power Hour.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.